He's writing to one of his young preachers. And he's giving him some information that if he doesn't get over there how to behave himself. We're missing a lot of that. Folks know how to behave in the church house. I'd like to say it's in order here to shout every now and then. It's fine here to come to the altar and pray. Thank God we got a place that we know how to behave ourselves. This ought to not be a funeral home. It ought to be the house of God. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I found out those that are not excited about going to heaven, it's simply this, they're not going. Me and my wife, we're going on a nice trip week after next. I noticed not many people's excited about that, but the ones that who's going. So we ought to get excited when we come to the church house. He said this, he said, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God. Amen. I'm glad I'm a part of the local church this morning. I'm not involved in a community center. I know in whom I believed, and I am persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that glorious day. Christ did not die for the community center. He died for the church. We got a sign out on the road that says church. You ought to go to church. A lot of people confused. Bible's written to the church. Get quiet, you want to. I'll just keep preaching. In the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Thank you for standing this morning. You may be seated. We've been dealing with the thoughts of the emblems of the church. We dealt upon once upon a time on the pearl was a great price. Then secondly, we dealt, God used the terminology of the church as a house. We said it was a great place. But this morning in the sound of your reading, I've dealt with God said that the church is a pillar. And I want to talk about a great principle. I'm glad there are some principles in our life that we can look upon and get help in the Word of God. Now, first of all, I want to say this pillar, a great principle. It is a great place to build. I'm glad that I found some places that I can build. If you're building on anything except Christ this morning, it is sinking sand. The Bible said when the storms arose, then great was the fall of that house. Why? Because it was built on sinking sand. And not Christ, the solid rock. Now, I want to share with you just three thoughts about this great principle. First of all, I want to say it's a great place to build. It's a great place to belong. And it's a great place to become. First of all, it's a great place to build. In Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse 1, it's a great place to build your faith. Build your faith. I don't know about you, but oh, how I need faith. I don't need a good dose of religion. I need faith. I don't need my bank account increased. I need faith. I don't need a better day. I need faith. The disciples was talking to the Lord. And they said, Lord, how often should I forgive my brother if he sinned against me? The Lord told him, 7 times in a day you can forgive him. Boy, the disciples got upset. And they cried and said, now Lord, if he slaps me on the left side of my jaw, what do I do? The Lord said, turn to the right side. And then the disciples said, this morning I'm bare. They said, Lord, increase our faith. May I say today, we need our faith increased. And in Hebrews chapter number 11 in verse 1, you'll find out what faith is. I'm glad I found out a little bit about faith. He said, now, faith is. I'm glad it's not faith was or not what faith used to be. But I want to tell you as a child of God today, faith is at your reach. I'm glad now faith is. It means that it is a thing that is about us that we can reach out and get a hold to. It's not something that the forefathers lived by. It's something that you and I as a child of God can have today. Now faith is. We notice first of all the explanation of faith. What is faith, preacher? We said faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The explanation of faith. What is faith? Well, faith is trusting God before you see Him. Some of you will never get saved until you have faith. You must believe that the Lord Jesus hung and died on an old cross. You must take that faith that God has given you. He said that He hath dealt every man a measure of faith. God has put enough faith in you that you may believe upon the darling Son of God, that you may look to an old rugged cross and believe and be saved. I'm glad we're saved by the grace of God. I'm glad He hung and died for us. I'm glad He gave every man a little bit of faith. And that faith can reach in and look up to a cross and cry and say, dear God, save me a sinner. I'm glad that faith's been explained to me that it's able to everybody to be saved by the good grace of God. Aren't you glad faith come your way one day? Some of you didn't have faith. Some of you doubted everything. But one day the Holy Ghost come by, handed you some faith. You reacted by that faith. Now you're saved by the sweet grace of God. You ought to be shouting about faith. Come your way one blessed day. I'm glad faith is by the good grace of God this morning. Faith is. I'm glad it's not faith was. That's what Mama and Grandpa reading them church voting about what God used to do. And they read down what God used to be and what God used to do. I'm glad I serve a God this morning that's doing something now and ain't got to read about what He used to do. I'm glad I know what He's doing today. Glory to God. Well, I wish I had the voice to preach to you a little while this morning. Praise God, we ain't got to read minutes around here about what He used to do, what He used to be. I'm glad I can look around and see what He's doing this morning. He's the church of the living God. He got out of the grave, honey. He's not in the graveyard this morning. By faith, thank God, faith come my way. We see the explanation of faith. Now, faith is. You'll never get saved till you reach around and grab faith. Ignite it with your heart and turn to a cross and be saved by the grace of God. God didn't create a robot. You got to have some faith. Don't care what anybody says, honey. You'll stand before God and give an excuse about faith. You got to believe in the darling Lamb of God that died and took away the sins of this world. Faith is trusting God before you see Him. Our problem is, faith is never convenient. We want to see Him before we get faith. But it don't work that way, honey. You'll never see God till you have faith. Faith gets you to where God is. Praise God, I like the vehicle of faith. Some of y'all need to jump on this morning, this thing of faith, and cry, cry, and giddy up, faith. Hallelujah. High hole silver. Get up, faith. We go to where God is by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You say, preacher, how do you know there is a God? Because one glorious day, faith come my way and led me to God. Now I know He lives because He's in my heart this morning. A lot of you never know who He is because you won't jump on the vehicle of faith and go toward where God is. You see, Peter got ready to get out of the boat. And he said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come to you on the water. And I love what Jesus said. He said, come on. Just come on. Now, your problem is we won't say, well, where are we going? Well, what's the pay? What's the retirement? What's the odds of it all? He didn't say none of that. He simply said, if you want me, come on. And I love what he did. He stepped out of the boat to go to Jesus, and he got to looking around like what me and you do. Bible said he began to sink, and I love what Jesus did. He took that great big hand and he reached out, and I like that Bible word, caught him. And he said, oh, thou of little faith, can I reprimand you folks that throw a rock to Peter? For some reason or the other, men has got Peter to be their little whipping boy. I will say he's my hero. I'm just like him. I'll pull a sword and cut your stinking ear off and meant to got your head. Just the grace of God, he let you dodge it a little bit. Where are you going? Don't throw rocks at Peter. He did get out of the boat. Rest of that Baptist crowd sat back there with the mullet gloves and said it can't happen. Said Mom and Daddy didn't do it that way. And surely to goodness, you're not going to do it that way. Thank God for some men that stepped out by faith. He said, oh, thou little faith. Honey, if little faith will let you walk on the water, where will big faith take you to this morning? Oh, just a little. Don't throw rocks at Peter. Just a little faith will get you a long way. I tell you, your problem is, reason you won't never go overboard and serving Jesus, you ain't got no faith. I love going overboard. I've always went overboard in everything I do. Hey, man, if I had a deer rifle, I want to go elephant hunting. Hey, man, I don't want enough to put him on the ground. I want enough to field dress him, gut him, clean him, skin him, the whole deal, one shot. Booyah! If I told it a knife, I wanted a Bowie knife. I don't want a pen knife with a fingernail file. Honey, I want something that'll get the job done. That's why I preach out of a King James Bible. You can have your NIVs. I'll take the King James Bible. And I love it being a Schofield. Hallelujah. Sounds like a rifle. Hallelujah. I like that Schofield business. Some of y'all ought to grab you some faith and get down to where God's at and quit listening to what everybody thinks and everybody else's opinion. When we started building this church, the Baptist said, there's enough churches around here. There's enough buildings. There's enough traditions. Oh, I wished I felt like a preaching this morning. I feel like throwing a Ken Bowman fit this morning. Oh, faith! Faith! We need faith this morning. The vehicle of faith. Just get on board of faith and cry, I hold silver and go toward where God is this morning. If I waited around on some of y'all, we'd never do nothing. Well, we ain't got the money to help them evangelists, and we ain't got the money to help them families. I wish you'd quit giving all that money. I wish you'd quit whining and grow up. Hallelujah this morning, friend. It's easy to give away somebody else's money. Brother Ricky, you got any money in your pocket this morning? You ain't got, what you got in your billfold this morning? Nothing. Brother Randall, I'll tell you, these Baptists, bro, you got any money in your pocket? I want to see what kind of money you got this morning. Just give me a piece of money. Hurry up, give me a piece of money. Praise God. Watch how easy this is. There, Brother Chris. Hallelujah. That's pretty easy, ain't it, Brother David? I mean, that's pretty easy, honey. It's easy to give somebody else's money away. Amen. Thank you. Where are you going with that, preacher? It's God's money. It ain't your money. It ain't my money. It's the Lord's money. And it's easy to give it in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Whoop, whoop. Hallelujah. That's Lord. Hallelujah. That's pretty good country boy preaching. Now, Brother Randall, I hate this sermon. Cost you $20. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, friend, we ought to quit a belly aching. Enjoy the good presence of the Holy Ghost. And when somebody gets out of the boat and goes by the faith, we ought to cry and say, keep a going, preacher. Keep a going, singer. Keep a going, Sunday school teacher. Keep a going, mama and daddy, for the good grace of God. I can see that crowd sitting back. He ain't going to make it. Why does he want to get so tore up? We're doing pretty good here in our little old boat. I mean, we know everything about each other. And everything's pretty good. And them old Peters, they got to just go overboard about everything. I mean, they're just not happy with saying, there's the Lord. I know the Lord's out there. I can see him right now. You bunch of whiny Baptists. Said, y'all stay here in your old traditions and stuck in your mud. I believe I'm going to where God is. Hallelujah. Oh, ain't nothing like going to where He's at. You'll find out when you go to where He is, you'll have to leave some filth behind. He got out of the fishing boat. I found out if you're going to get around where God is, you got to get cleaned up, honey. God just don't take any old thing. Me and you, we ought to get cleaned up for the good grace of God today and realize that God's still calling people into holiness. You say you're a holy roller. Thank God for it. I can tell you, there's still a few preachers around that's interested in something besides women and chicken. Amen. Amen. You got to leave some filth. And I tell you what, he found out he had to leave some friends. Oh, they was real friends, wasn't they? I can just say, old Judas, about the time he hit the water, he said, oh, that money's going to float out of his pockets. You'll find out around the house of God who your friends are. Some of you young people need to chunk them Britney Spear friends, them little holler-tree-looking hussies, walking around their little tongue rings and their little belly button rings and their little midriffs are shining. Their little dresses hiked up around their backside look like some kind of expedition out of a freak museum. Yeah, man! Dress your children like the world and then wonder why they turn out like the world. They steal some families that love God. Shake that new head this morning. You'll have to leave some friends. Then you'll have to leave some family. Some of your families are swole up because you down here, they look like a bunch of bullfrogs at family reunion. Are you down there at the old holler, screaming, sweating, crying preacher? Said he's crazy. Y'all say, I know he's crazy. Said we just as crazy. Said, we tired of fussing, fighting where you go to church. We tired of voting on everything where you go to church. And we tired of the drama teams and the praise teams. Praise God, if this bench wasn't so full, I'd stand on her and preach this morning. Praise God, you'll have to leave some family to get where God is. Some of your family say, well, y'all not go down there, they handle snakes. No, honey, the fire's so hot down here, snakes can't hang around here. Hallelujah! You'll notice when Paul built the fire, them snakes went to crawling. I've noticed when snakes go to crawling, when a man of God get full of the Holy Ghost and go to preaching, and everybody don't like preaching. They want bozo juggling. Entertainment. Oh, let's go down there at Liberty and get us some entertainment. No, I noticed Rambo broke down at the movie and I'm probably going to go see him before it's over. But the church house ain't for entertainment. It's for preaching. And it's a pillar in the ground of truth, a great principle, a place to build your faith. Secondly, it's a place to build your family. My family's better today because they've been raised in this place. Yeah. Noah, come here, son. Hurry. You can bring your Bible. Let me tell you, he's a better child because he's been around this fire. Yeah. Hold your chin up, son. Got a nice tie on. Throw his little hands up and praise the Lord. Got a King James Bible by his seat. I'm going to tell you, he's a better young man because he's been around the church. Place to build your family. I want to say it's a place to school your family. The school system ain't going to build your family. They're going to teach your young'uns about Darwin and a great evolution and a big theory. Honey, God created us in the image of His darling Son. We're created beings. We were created in the image of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Honey, I didn't come out of no monkey. You keep your own stinking opinion. You say, well, you look like it, preacher. And you act like it. You entitled to your opinion. Everybody's got one. But I'm telling you, the Bible said we were created in the image of God the Father. Good place to school your children. I'll teach our children, yes, sir, no, sir. Y'all teach your children to call you pastor, or preacher. Or Brother Ken, I'm not on a first name basis. That place right there is an authority, honey. It ain't what you think. It's what God says. God's the boss. He's the head. There's an under shepherd. And when you go to getting six or seven heads, you got something belongs in a zoo. I wonder how many voting days Moses had. Can I get a drink of water? I wonder when Moses taking them young'uns, Brother Gerald, across the Red Sea, if he said, stop. Vote. Pull out the books. Vote. Can we go across? No, it's not fifth Sunday night. We can't vote. Oh, no. I tell you what Moses said. He said, line up. We going across. And I love what they did, Brother Gerald. They said when they come out, Brother David, they come out with high hands. Most Baptists, when they leave Baptist services, they come out with low hands. They come out of shouting and a praising God. It's a place to school your family. Oh, I'm glad that some of you are raising your children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. I'm glad here you can get preaching. Something where you can build not only your faith, but your family. Some of you husband and wives, you're closer today than you've ever been. You know why? Because the God of the church. God puts families together. Do you hear me, young'uns? The devil divides. God brings together. There's nothing too far gone for the Lord. If He called Lazarus out of the grave, hey, what can He do for you where you live? She said, Lord, what's the use? By now he stinketh. He loves to get around stinking situations. Oh, he loves to get around when stuff's a stinking. You know why he loves to wait till stuff's a stinking? So you won't think you've done nothing. Amen. He loves to come where he can bring it out of the grave and he gets all the credit. Can I tell y'all something? There is no way five families could do this. There's no way a preacher could do this. God has sovereignly chosen me as the pastor to be here, put a handful of people together, to magnify the Lord. And I'm glad my family's better because it's been at this place. My little girls, when my daddy died, there's a crazy preacher got up and said something horrendous. Little old Macy, no older than she was, she looked around her mom and said, "That ain't right." Brother David, thank God our young ones around here know what's right. Place to build your family. It's a place to school your family. And boy, I tell you, it's a place to strengthen your family. You're not going to get no strength out yonder at the golf course. You're not going to get no strength out there running fish around. This is the Lord's day. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You're going to get strength for your family here. How do I get strength, preacher? Through the Word of God. Through the people of God. Through the prayers to God. You know, I'll be so glad when we can do something in this church and we can extend these altars. I guess I keep this kind of preaching. We'll go have some empty pews anyhow. We can take a few out. May get my wish. Instead of expanding, we may be decreased. But that's okay too. The Lord knows what He's doing. The devil told me nobody would be here today, Brother Ricky.
But we're here.
We're here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Ricky. I'm glad you told me that. What a blessing to build your family around the altar. Little old Dylan the other day. Have y'all caught this? How that little old 3-year-old child come up here. Did y'all see him the other night when he come? Oh, this mate, boy, I tell you now, I just love this. He come down here the other night. He nailed down at the altar. And this is what he done. Did y'all notice this? Why'd he do that? Because he's seen us do that. And I love this the other night when the man of God is here. I said, we're going to take an offering. Boy, this right here is good. I'm fixing to leave the building. There was a little child. You got your little pocketbook handy. I know it ain't far. Where's y'all's pocketbooks? Seen one of them little young'uns unzipped her little pocketbook. There's a baby doll. She got a little change purse out. Showed me that little change purse up. Got them coins. My Lord, I'm fixing to run. They passed that plate, and that little child put them coins in that plate. Whew. I'm talking about strengthening your family. Oh, Lord, ain't it a blessing that you young'uns have been taught to give to the Lord to be a blessing. A place to not only school your family, but a place to strengthen your family and a place to structure your family. You know what kids are looking for? Stability. Amen. These little kids don't have mom and daddies. You notice what they do to men, Brother David, when they come by? They just want to hug on you. Yeah. They just starving to death for somebody to reach out and love them. I'm going to do this. Little young girl here this morning. Miss Lisa, where you at? I know you're here. There you are. Stand up, Miss Lisa. I'm going to give you a little hug this morning. God saved that child. She ain't never had no mom and daddy. But I notice when people come around, Brother Adam, she likes a hug. She likes somebody to tell her that they love her. Miss Lisa, I was praying for y'all this morning. The Holy Ghost told me when you pulled up in the parking lot, reach out there and give you a hug. And that's what I did this morning. And I'm a better man because you come to church today and I was able to give you a little hug. And I'm telling you, people's needing stability at the house of God. Children need heroes back at the house of the Lord. Well, I've left the outline, but we're running pretty good. It's a place to build your faith, build your family, build your friends. Watch this. The Bible said a man has friends, must show himself friendly. I can tell you, you can tell in life how many friends you got. You know how? It's how many you befriended. Don't think you're going to have a lot of friends if you're not friendly. I like what Brother Buddy said one time. He turned around. People thought Brother Buddy's about crazy. He's just waving a tie way out there when we first start. Brother Buddy said, they said, "Hey, Brother Clyde, what you doing, Brother Clyde?" He said, "I want everybody to know we're friendly church." Place to build friends. Brother Felton, I think I got a few. Brother Steve, I think I got a few. Brother Gilbert, I think I got a few. Brother Charlie, I think I got a few. Brother Larry, I think I got a few. Them folks out yonder, you know, all they wanted from me is what I had. What they could get out of me by Saturday. Young girls, you know what this old world wants out of you? Just what they can get from you. Young men, you know what this world's wanting out of you? What they can get from you and leave you stranded, high and dry. You'll find out who your friends are around the house of God. Then people will love you and pray for you. Console you and hug you and help you. It's a great principle. A great pillar in order to build. You can't build on nothing. It's got to stand right. Unless the Lord build the house, it falls. We build this congregation through gimmickry and gadgets and games, then it'll fall. But we build it on the Word of God, preaching and praising Him and loving each other and talking to Him and praying for each other. Honey, it'll never fall. Place to build. Faith, family, and friends. May I say a friend loves at all times. Nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. You'll find out who your friends are when you fall. You'll find out who your friends are when you ain't got nothing. You'll find out who your friends are. Thank God for some friends. Place to build. And secondly, it's a place to belong. Membership. If you're not a member here, I'd be a getting here. We got problems? Yeah, you're looking at one. All the problem you'll ever sort out. But I can say this, it's one of the best ministries in the Southeast. If I didn't believe it, I'd close my Bible and go to the house this morning. A good place to belong. Membership. A good place to belong in fellowship. Fellowship is glue that holds things together. I'm big on fellowship. I don't like that neck hugging here. Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you don't like neck hugging. And sweating and hollering and crying. All I can do is what God's called me to be. I'm not going to be your pet or your puppet. Or you're a little jack in the box that you whine and crank out, and I do it your way. I want to do it the Lord's way. Place to belong. God, I'm glad I belong here. Man, I finally found some place I belong. That's hard to find for a feller like me. Place to belong. God, ain't it good to belong to something? You need something to belong to get you out of bed. Some of you deadheads need to get it to church. You can make it to your job. Now let's see about you getting to church. You can do what you want to do. Get down here and get you some preaching to help you. Let a man cry on you and hug on you. Shake that mule head this morning. We do what we want to do. We ain't fooling nobody. Place to belong. Membership. You ought to join up with this place. If you ain't been baptized, you ought to get saved, get baptized, join this church. If you let her someplace else, you ought to jump in here. Shake that mule head this morning. I can make you a few promises. I ain't got no girlfriends on the side. My wife beat the devil out of me and her. And Macy. Don't cross Macy. And I'll promise you, I won't try to make a difference in you. I'll preach to all of you alike.
Amen.
And I'll try to love you and see about your children. And I ain't no doctor, I'm a preacher. Most churches want a doctor. I'm a preacher. God called me out of these woods to be a preacher. And a pastor. Hallelujah. That's worth $20, wasn't it, Brother Randall? Place to belong. Fellowship. Membership. And then lastly, Michelle, I want you to come. It's a place to become. I want to say this morning, I'm a long way from arriving. But I'm a better man because I've been associated with you people. I'm a better man because God saved me by His wonderful grace. I'm not perfect and I ain't got it all figured out yet. And I'll be honest with you, I wished I knowed what God is doing here, but I don't. And I found out any place where God's at, they don't know what God's doing. All they know is God's there and God's moving. And that's all I know. Some families I look at and say, well, they won't be here 3 seconds. They'll get your parking spot. I just can't figure you out. And you sure, Lord, can't figure me out. Place to become. Place to become soldiers. I want to be a soldier. God said, endure sufferings as a good soldier. That means everything ain't going to be real smooth, Brother Dennis. This is a battle. If you don't think it's not a battle, you ought to see what was pinned on our church door this morning. Where churches have went. Used to be fundamental in the faith and preaching. Now they don't know what they are. Now they've turned into entertainment clubs. Try to fill up the building with entertainment. Let's fill it up with Holy Ghost people who want God. Jesus said, come out from among them, be ye separate. We ought to look separate. We ought to dress separate. We ought to have our hair cut right, men. We ought to wear our best to church. Look nice. Ladies, you ought to look around at the older ladies, how they dress. You'll know how to dress. I ain't got to get on dress code. Shake that mew head this morning. You get in the altar and pray, we ought not have to throw a blanket over you. I love preaching this morning. Place to become soldiers. I want to be a good soldier. He's has chosen us to be a good soldier. I don't want to throw my rifle down and run off. I want some folks to jump in the hole with me and say, preacher, I'm fixing to reload. When your gun quits firing, we fix and go to firing. Thank God. To become a soldier, to become a servant. God's chosen us to be servants. We're to serve Him. We're to come to church because we love Him. We're to give because we love Him. Place to build. Are you building? Place to belong. Do you belong? You making yourself available? Make you some friends. Man has friends, must show himself friendly. How many hands you shook this morning? How many necks you hugged? I'm not into that. Get in it. Get in it. Put both feet in it. Get in it. Get on board. Get overboard. A good place to become. Are you growing in the Lord?
You ought to be. You ought to be. You know what? What I don't know what time it is. I left my watch up there. I seen something this week of studying, Brother David. Really helped. You know, when Peter done all those things with the Lord and they was fishing, he had led that expedition out. Jesus said, "Hey, boys, what you got?" And they said, "Nothing." He said, "Cast on the right side, you shall find." Peter jumped in the water when he realized it was the Lord, went to him. And then after Jesus built that fire on the bank, fed on that fish, you know what he said to Peter? He said, "Peter, love me more than these." He said, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you now." He said, "Okay, feed my lambs." Then you know the next thing he said, Brother Gerald? He said, "Feed my sheep." And Brother Ricky, you know the third thing he said, "Feed my sheep." It ought to be more sheep in a place than little lambs. I know you've got to take time and feed the little ones. But you ought to be growing. You ought to not stay a lamb. You ought to become a sheep. "Feed my sheep." He said, "It ought to be a whole lot more sheep there than little lambs." Get in this Bible and grow. Pray. Prayer can do things, honey, you can't do. Pray, love God. Love one another. The pillar. Great principle. Place to be on. Place to belong. Place to become. Mind the Lord this morning as we sing. These altars, whatever you need, you come this morning.